Our story begins at the Westside Hospital cafeteria, where Marilyn has just met Michael for coffee.
You're looking lovely, Marilyn.
Thank you, Michael. I'm feeling better than I have in a year. Even my hair is almost recovered from the chemo.
I am happy to hear that.
I can't tell you how nice it is to be able to look forward to the future with a clean bill of health.
I hope one good thing happened to you this year. You and I became friends.
Yes, that definitely was a bright spot in a year that's otherwise best forgotten.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
So, are you back at work full time? I know you were easing your way back into the mix.
Pretty much. I'm ready to dive back in and take on some new cases. The rush of being in the courtroom really drives me, you know?
I remember that from the Adriana Cummings trial.
You said that you have some news for me, too. Is it about the baby?
Yes. Heidi had the baby and named him Carl after her brother. I am a grandfather now.
Michael, congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
If only I could be part of Clint's life and share this time with him.
It will happen. It seems like you're making inroads.
Thanks to Larissa Davies. Running into Clint at her place has given me some valuable time with him.
I'm sure Larissa isn't a big fan of mine after what happened on the witness stand.
Well, she knows we're friends. She really hasn't said anything to me about you.
Michael, I've been meaning to talk to you about this, and now is probably as good a time as any. Where do you see this little friendship of ours going? I mean, we meet for coffee now and then, and we go to dinner, but I'm not really sure where I stand with you.
Marilyn, I'm not much of a relationship guy, as you can probably tell. I enjoy our friendship very much, but if you're wanting it to be more,
No, not at all. I'm happy with it the way it is now. I just wasn't sure if you had the same impression as me. I didn't want us to get our signals mixed. I'm glad we're on the same page about this.
At St. John Hospital, Trey is sitting in the fifth floor waiting area when Joe arrives.
Hey, man. Any change on Ellie?
Oh, hiya, Joe. What's up?
Trey, are you on something?
Oh, great. I see you've been talking to Ellie's family. To hell with those losers.
I know that the doctors found heroin in Ellie's system. And that's the reason the blood clot started in her brain. And from the looks of things, you're on it right now.
So what if I am? Who gives a damn about me anyway? My wife's practically brain dead. I've got no job. From the sound of you, I've got no friends left either.
Have you ever thought for just 1 minute that doing this damn drug is the reason for all that? You cut yourself off from everyone, Trey.
I need it, Joe. Don't you understand?
You need heroin? Are you insane? If I find it on you, Trey, I'm going to run you in, friend or not. Ellie's family is trying to find a way to have you arrested for this. Do you understand the seriousness of the situation?
Have you taken a look at my wife lately? Hooked to a feeding tube, with barely any brain activity. Do you think I don't know what the situation is here?
Then why the hell would you keep doing it, knowing what happened to Ellie?
Because I'm alone. And because it makes me feel like I haven't completely destroyed everything good in my life.
Tell me something. Do you really love Ellie? Or was this all part of some sick addiction the two of you shared?
I do love her, Joe. I know it may be hard to believe after what's happened, but I do.
Hi.
Doctor, I want to talk to you about my wife. I can't bear to hear on those machines another day. She wouldn't want to be kept alive like this.
Trey, what are you saying?
I think it's time that Ellie had some peace.
At Windsor Academy, Dara is standing by her locker when CJ walks up.
Hi, Dara.
CJ, hi. What's up?
Oh, not much. I heard a rumor that Clint's friend had the baby during his aunt's wedding.
Let me guess. Stacy has been running her big mouth again.
So? Is it true?
Yes. They took Heidi to the hospital during the wedding, and Chuck found out later that she had a boy.
I can't believe that Clint has a kid now.
Look, CJ, I don't really want to talk about it if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. You're still hung up on him, aren't you?
No. Of course not. We're just friends.
Dara, I know you well enough to know when you're lying.
CJ, I don't feel comfortable talking to you about this, okay? We haven't been friends in a while, so just because Clint has a baby, I'm not going to change my mind about you and me.
I wasn't asking you to, Dara.
I have to get to class. Bye.
Class? Why bother? To hell with school. I'm going home.
At Murphy's Law, Gretchen is having lunch with Andrew.
Don't take this the wrong way, but you seem a little off today. Is it something I said?
Andrew, it isn't you. Hannah's wedding was yesterday, and I found out that Charlie... It doesn't matter. The point is, I haven't had a good couple of days.
I heard about the wedding. You know that Hannah and I don't get along. But I'm sorry if this affected you somehow.
It's not the end of the world. Hannah is the one suffering right now.
I gotta say, there's something about a Malone man that really turns on a Jones woman for some strange reason.
What are you talking about? Todd cheated on Hannah with Serena Stiles.
Never mind.
Oh, Marilyn may be joining us for lunch if she can fit it in her schedule. She had to go by the hospital this morning, and she's got meetings all afternoon.
She's doing much better, right?
Yes, it's been a hard year for her, but she's really good right now.
I'll never forget sitting in the courtroom listening to her finesse a murder confession out of my wife.
Marilyn is really sweet once you get to know her. She's a barracuda in the courtroom, but she has a heart of gold.
Gold? Did you say gold?
Hi there. I hope I'm not too late.
Miss Marsden, I believe you're right on time.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples.